Set. It won't go down that far. You can redo it right here.
Okay,
Mr. Chair.
Okay, let's start with the Pledge of Allegiance, please. I guess we'll use Mark's flag.
For this one, to the flag, United States of America,
to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
7:06 p.m.
Okay, can we have roll call, please?
Okay, Andy Cota.
Here.
Ron Sill.
Here.
Bruce Sill. John Bittman. Sal Frascino.
Oh. Here.
Heather Buten.
Here.
Okay, we have a quorum.
Okay. Under additions or deletions, do we have to add this to the agenda to appoint two separate committees? Should we add that to the agenda tonight for discussion?
Sure.
I would like to add appoint a committee to visit Payton Ryan Field Sports Facility background and for a study of updates on that. And the second one would be to appoint a budget committee. Do we have a motion to accept those two things to put on the agenda for tonight?
So moved.
Yeah, I'll motion. Yep.
Okay.
I'll motion to accept it.
We have a motion, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so moved. Okay. Acceptance of minutes of September 12th, 2022. Did everybody get a chance to look at those minutes?
I make a motion to accept it as presented.
Okay.
I second it. Okay, I second it. Heather seconds.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Do we have the ones for October 11th also?
No, I didn't get those out to you.
Okay. All right. So we'll hold on the October 11th so that we all can take a look at it. Thank you. Okay. Public portion. Do we have anybody from the public would like to speak? Anybody from the public would like to speak? Third call. Anybody from the public like to speak? Okay. All right. So we can move on to correspondence. Is Dennis on?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. All right. I just didn't see it. Okay. Do you have any correspondence?
No correspondence.
Okay.
Yes, no correspondence. I'll leave it at that. There's something I'm going to talk about, but I don't have correspondence pertaining to it.
Oh, so, okay.
No correspondence. Sorry, everybody.
Okay, so then we can go directly to your report then.
Okay. All right, so our fall programs are winding down. Pop Warner has completed their season. They got some cheerleading teams doing rather well, as they always do. And I'm not quite sure how they made out this past weekend. Maybe somebody knows, but I don't. They had a big tournament, I guess, this past weekend up in Massachusetts. So hopefully that went well. But I don't know at this point. This week at the community center is youth basketball registration. We're registering all week long. We sent flyers to the schools for every child in the schools in our age groups, of course, that they can register at the community center every day this week from basically 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. I think on the flyer it says 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., but listen, it's really 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. We're just trying to give ourselves a little break here. But anyway, hopefully, we'll see some good numbers. We had a pretty decent program last year, and hopefully we can continue to improve with it. Coming out of the pandemic, where we weren't able to do anything for 2 years. So Let's hope for the best with that. I think we're headed for a shot in the arm for our summer camp program. We're looking at some pretty significant improvements there. I think I mentioned to you guys before. They're working on a what do they call that? That water. Heather knows the name of that place. So this splash pad.
Yes, the splash pad. Yep.
Yep. Yes, sorry, I can't remember things like I used to. The splash pad may be a tremendous addition. I think that's going to happen. That could be a shot in the arm, and they may be looking at some new playground equipment as well, I understand. So, hey, if we could improve on that program, that'd be great, because it's a good one. So, and that's something we couldn't do for a couple of years either. So, we'll see whether that materializes and how that looks for us coming up this upcoming summer. All right, so Ansonia High School is requesting to play their two home playoff games at the Flippo Field, okay? The reason why they're asking for two games, because obviously I think they have themselves winning the first game. So these are two games that would be home games for Ansonia at Nolan Field. I know that during the summer, this past summer, I was basically hearing horror stories about Nolan Field really not doing very well with the scorching heat that we had this past summer. I think the Ansonia coach uses it to his advantage. He's pretty crafty and he's a good coach. And I think that's a home field advantage for them. And I suspect that the CIAC is telling them they can't play there. Now, I don't know that, but I suspect that. So they are requesting to play their home playoff games at our complex.
Now they're looking they're looking for a waiver too, right? Is that correct?
Yes. They would pick up all the expenses. We've done this before, and some of you guys have been on the board when we've done this before. This would be like the fourth time Ansonia played on our field.
I would be in favor of promoting that to the Board of Aldermen. If they filled out the application, I would think that would be because it'd be a great idea with the waivers, providing they pay for police officers or whatever is necessary. So I would like to forward that to the Board of Aldermen in hopes that they'll waive for our sister city those two games. I don't know what the feeling. That. Pardon?
We wouldn't meet before that.
Is that right?
When's the playoff start, Dennis?
November 29th.
Yeah, our next meeting would be the 8th of December.
Wow.
Unless we call a special meeting, yeah. You'd have to
forward this
to the president of the board.
Well, listen, so, okay, so I'm going to just tell you a little something. We had a game with Pop Warner this past weekend. Where Oxford played Stratford, and I think Ronnie, you must notice, they canvassed the aldermen.
Yeah, it became a big fiasco, so I don't want to run into that again. I was so glad that they still played it there.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I'm going to tell you, Ron, honestly, the fiasco had nothing to do with the two teams, okay?
No, right, yeah.
You know, and that's usually the case, Ron. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So listen, with that game, the aldermen will vote for the waiver their next meeting, even though the game was played, okay? I suspect you'll waive that fee. But that couldn't happen before the game either. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's going to be on your agenda at your next meeting to waive the fee for the game that was already played. Okay.
Yeah.
Which it's just a time thing. Okay. Right. There's nothing we could do the request came for that field a couple days before the game, okay? So the fiasco, you know what? I mean, I don't know what to say about it.
Well,
You know, there's...
I think part of that proposal that I'm the appointment of the committee tonight will start to address some of those issues. And if I'm not mistaken, the Board of Aldermen already has a committee to visit some of this stuff that we're talking about with the Ryan Field, Payton Field, and the field house. I think they have a committee of a three run. Is that what you have?
We talked about it the last two meetings, and then that hasn't really gotten going again. So they brought it up.
When we get to this part, I would be interested in appointing a committee. I think you'll find it to be interesting, and it'll fit the needs of the city completely, including your committee, I think, if it's officially appointed, because I think it's time that we have to deal with something that makes these things more fluid, easier to function in our community and elsewhere. So I think we got some good suggestions, and I'm hoping the board will work with us and see the wisdom of what I'm hoping this committee will come up with.
Very good.
So what do we want to do in the meantime under the same circumstance that we had last week for Ansonia? I recognize that, the timeliness of all of these things are messing us up, because there's things you can't anticipate when you have long-term between meetings. That's not the alderman's fault, and it's not our fault. It's just something that happens. So what does anybody think we should do to assist Ansonia in the meantime?
Well, they have to get a hold of the board president, and maybe we can call a special meeting just for that purpose. We used to have committee meetings on the fourth Thursday. And then if there was a need, yes, we'd have a regular meeting that night too.
Yeah, but that's right.
That got wiped away, you know?
Yeah. Who would call him, right?
Well, the board president would approach the mayor or whoever, you know, probably the mayor. I don't know which.
The mayor?
Yeah.
All right. Dennis, would you do me a favor? Would you talk to the mayor tomorrow and see if we can't arrange for that so we can get this moving?
Okay.
All right. Okay. So, I mean, I'd like to see this get moving so that, you know, if it requires a special meeting, so be it. But some of the problems we're running into are we're allowing it for some and not for others. So I think we could come up with some reasonable conclusions. But I'd like to see this Ansonia thing go. I think it's necessary that we remain good friends with our fellow communities.
Sure.
So not that we wouldn't anyways, it's just that I think it's something that we should be looking into. So if you talk to the mayor and if he can arrange for a special meeting, that would be great.
Thank you for the suggestion, and I'll carry the ball.
We could do the waiver for the Pop Warner at that meeting too. Get that out of the way.
Say that again?
We could do the waiver for the Pop Warner too.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good too, yeah.
Well, there you go. Okay.
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 Yeah, that would be great.
Pop Warner game was a great one. Both teams were very appreciative to come and play on our field. And it was a real exciting game. I was there, and they had a great game and a great time, both teams. So that being said, let's see if we could make this happen as well. That's my opinion anyway. Okay, so moving on, Veterans Community Center, I'm a broken record with this, busy as hell. Swim lessons all over the place, 7 days a week. So it's kind of killing me, but it's good stuff. And that's my report.
Very good.
Okay. All right, thank you. So we don't have it. We don't have the high school athletic director. He's not here.
The reason why I was late is because I was talking to him. He's in his car, and we got overboard with our conversation.
Okay.
So you're not going to hear from him. He's in his car, and so that's why I was late as well. He said, "Oh my God, it's 7:00." I said, "Oh crap, I got to get to this meeting." So, you won't hear from him tonight. We had some issues we had to talk about. and it went a little overboard.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, then we'll move on to what would be number 8A now, which is I'm hoping to form a committee. I'm going to read this real quick to see what the members feel about the direction I would like to see us go. And I'd like to form the committee to look into streamlining the process for use of the Payden-Ryan Field use. Presently, it's disjointed and cumbersome for the use due to some mandates are within the Parks and Rec director responsibility, but renter requires a timely process when oftentimes teams or events fall within the monthly meetings, as we just discussed. In addition, I would like to see the rental cost reduced in order to assist the city in bringing some much needed income for future upkeep and maintenance of the facilities. And also, I think that the parks director should be given the authority to make the decisions on rental and in the case of alcohol being requested, if they use the building itself, that the Board of Aldermen set a criteria for that use, but have Dennis make the decision in order to speed up the process. And the reason I mention that is there's events such as repasses and things that people could utilize this, and we could give them a reduced amount and get some income and still take care of other citizens within our community. I think it's important. That's why I think that we need to streamline this. It's too cumbersome. And as we also just discussed today, whenever we're experiencing one of these late requests, and we had two within a week, I think that we have to be able to put the authority within the preview of Dennis. And if for some reason that doesn't fit in, we can discuss that at a meeting. I mean, we're trying to produce the best we can for the community in regards to the use of the field and the building. I do recognize that the rental of the building probably falls further within the Board of Aldermen than it does with us, but we can't expect Alderman members to be present all the time to set these things up. So I'm hoping that the committee can come up with solutions that will satisfy all of these needs or any additional needs. And in the end result of the committee will be to bring it before the Board of Aldermen. And I think we can present a good, legitimate case before the board that will make everything go smooth. And even if we make some mistakes at the beginning, we can come back to the board and we can make adjustments. So I'm looking for any volunteers that would like to be on that committee.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
There already is a committee of the board to discuss
this.
We know that.
So
I think they were looking for members. I think Mr. Bittman signed up the last time, but I think they're looking for members to have one committee so we don't have two committees going.
No, I understand that. Listen, Mark, I understand that, but things have not moved. I'm saying we should have a committee, and of course we will want to join with the Board of Aldermen. That's pretty much what I'm proposing. Because it came up
a month ago. That's when it came up.
Listen, is John Bittman on that committee? John, is John with us?
We gave his name at the Board of Aldermen meeting. He's missed this meeting and last meeting. It's not like him. He probably forgot tonight.
Yeah, that's right. You're right. It's not.
Oh, last meeting, remember he said he was going to be in Florida?
Oh, he was too. That's right. I saw him.
I don't know. I think that's what might be. I'm not sure.
I also want to be on that committee.
Yeah, I know there. I think I heard about that committee. And listen, I don't know. I mean, we could still have a committee and share our thoughts with their committee. I don't know. It's whatever. But John might be in Florida.
Yeah, I don't know. Did he go for the winter? I thought he came back.
No, he said, do you remember me asking him about getting together for something? And he said, well, it's going to have to be, you know what? You're right, Roddy. He should be back.
Yeah, I think okay. He's back. It's a late meeting for us tonight. You know, we had to skip Monday.
He was at the Veterans Day ceremony on Friday.
Yeah, so he's
back. Okay,
yeah.
He's around.
He might have just missed it. But I think if John is going to be on that, I would like to be on that. And of course, I would like to have Dennis also present at those meetings, because he can enlighten us the things that we may be missing. So that way there, our committee can meet with the Board of Aldermen. And the reason why I say we need a committee also is because I'd like us to be able to put together some information.
Right.
We went through down the road before, where all this shopping was done all over. They went here, you go to this business or place that's trying to rent stuff and all of that. I think we're done past that. I think it's time we go right to the meat of it. We make a proposal right away and we get this done. That's the big push that I feel. I think this is a necessary thing. And I think the Board of Aldermen members would like to get this over with too.
Yeah, if we have our guys on there too, we got more of a push to keep it going. And that's what we need. Yeah.
And we'd be more than glad, this committee would be more than glad to meet with the board when they meet. And we could bring proposals with us and have discussions. I think that together, I think we could come up with some solutions. The future is going to require some costs that I'm hoping we'll be able to pick up by rentals of the fields or the building itself.
So maybe when Dennis is going about this other games for Ansonia, you can go with him and everything and solidify this committee, get it going. Tell him who you want on there, you and Dennis and whoever and Mr. Bittman. Maybe you could do that.
Well, John usually likes to be on these things. So
yeah, he wants
I would appoint him. I'm sorry he's not here now. He could refuse, but I would like to have him on the committee.
Yeah, bring those myself names
and of course Dennis. Wow. And you're already on the Alderman committee. So actually, I think that's
I don't know
pretty
if I'm on
group.
That or not.
Pardon?
I don't know if I'm on that or not. They said the name
okay.
The other night.
I thought somebody told me you were, but you might not be. You might not.
Yeah,
be.
Rob Hyder, Charlie Sampson.
Okay.
That's why we need our guys on there.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We want to propose. I mean, look, it's all legitimate stuff. Because we keep dealing with these, go back and do waivers and. Yeah, and stuff like that after the fact. And I think that I don't want to see the city embarrassed, but I want to see the city be functional in a quicker manner. So I think that will help.
Parks and Rec is in charge of that. And we got to give Dennis the right to decide that stuff right. And move along. We can't wait for meetings. Right? So I think the committee could resolve that, bring it maybe to even us by December.
Some of it even, if the board votes to reduce some of these costs, already that would put it within authority of Dennis, because some people may say if something's $400 and it dropped to $200, let's say, they may say, okay, good. So Dennis would already automatically have the authority. It's only when they seek a reduction or a waiver. And the other thing is of course alcohol. Standards should be set, but he could make that decision. Going before a board is very difficult, I think. So we would make a proposal on that also.
I'm going to just share something real quick, Andy. I did have 3 phone calls in the a recent past for showers at our room, and we were too expensive. So showers, repasses, you know what? We're missing out on those things because of the price. I mean, it's just a couple $100 less is all we need to do.
Right.
Listen, on Saturdays and Sundays, that room's available all day long, usually. So we could nail down those types of things pretty regularly, I think, if we could get a more attractive price for it.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So the committee will be John Bittman, myself, and Dennis. Now, if you're not appointed
we'll
to that committee,
with,
Ron, do you want to be on? Do you want to be on our committee? Also?
As much as they want us to, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, if I'm not on that,
they
sure.
need to hear from us, I think.
Well, they were seeking members from Parks and Rec.
Right.
They were looking for members from Parks and Rec.
Well, here we are.
All right, so they didn't find one.
But nobody came to us, Mark. Well, that's good, they were seeking it, but we didn't hear from anybody.
The mayor said he would be the one to point the committee.
Right, we gave him John Bittman's name, I know for sure. So but now you guys got to get together with him in the next couple of days and get this done.
What are you saying, that we can't form the committee?
You can do whatever you want. You could do whatever you want. All I'm saying is, unlike the last time, if you appoint a committee, that committee has to notice public meetings and do the business in public.
And we understand that.
Yeah, well, it didn't happen at all the last time, so.
What do you mean the last time?
The last time when you had a committee that started the whole initiation of all the rules for Peyton Park.
That was under the building committees. That was not done under the Parks and Recs. That was from the building committee forwarded the information.
Yeah, well, whatever. If you're going to have a separate committee, then each meeting has to be noticed separately. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, okay, but you're calling us on something that didn't happen. That's not the way that happened.
Okay.
All right.
But no bones about it. The Parks and Rec has a lot of power. It's all our jurisdiction. So we got to use a little bit of that power. We'll work with them, and Dennis should have the authority.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm thinking. So, all right. So if the mayor is going to see, we have a Parks and Recs. If we're not going to make the committee and somebody else is going to appoint it, there's no reason for us to be here. That's my point. I just want to make things work smooth.
Right. That's why there should be three of us on.
We're not looking for friction or anything like that.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
So the simplest thing is to recommend to the mayor to put those three people on the committee.
Right.
Okay. I think I must be missing something. Nobody has come to us and we come up with the idea to have a committee. That's my point. Yeah. Nobody has approached us. Nobody has asked, I guess, unless John Bittman has been asked. But if we don't have that knowledge, we can't move forward.
The mayor was going to appoint it last month, and they brought it up this month and said, what happened to the committee, mayor? You were supposed to appoint a committee for this and that. And he says, well, who's on it? And he picked the three names.
Well, that's okay. We could talk to him tomorrow. Right.
Yeah, great. Yeah,
but you see, when you appoint a committee like that, you're appointing the committee under the authority of the Board of Aldermen, not under the authority of the Parks and Recs. Right?
Right.
That's different. I'm not saying that it isn't valid. All I'm saying is that our intent, because we had no knowledge of this until recently, you know, then we come up with the idea we've got to do something based upon the most recent events where people wanted to use the park. They didn't have time to go before the board. It's nobody trying to step on anybody else's toe or go around the back door. Right. If the mayor wants to appoint people, he by all means can do it. We're open to it. So.
All right. I got my assignment.
Okay. Now Ron, if you're not on that, are you interested in being on ours?
That's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Fine.
Now, if by some chance it's going to be a combination Board of Aldermen and Parks members, then under those conditions, the meetings will be conducted by whatever party holds them. Is that correct? Is that where we want to go?
When you get together, all of you, you pick a chairman.
Yeah, right. Right. That's fine.
And that's then fine.
Now we know. I had no idea until this meeting tonight that there's intent to go forward with a committee and somebody was going to appoint people. So now we've got that straightened out. So thank you.
There's good participation from our board too.
Yeah, that way they can see what direction we're interested in going to. I guess when the mayor gives us a call, we'll find out how they're going to meet and how this committees are going to be structured. And then we can decide there when we post the meetings so that we understand what's going on. Now, the other thing was, I don't know if we want to wait on this or not, but it's, I was up at the city hall last week and somebody asked for a budget. I thought it was a little early. And when I look in on our the structure, it says that we will produce a budget and it'll go before the Board of Apportionment and Taxation. But this was asked from another source. So and we, like, as a matter of history and practice, we've always produced a, whatever we were going to go forward to the mayor's office. But I believe this might be the finance office that was asking for it. So, Dennis, do you think we should have a committee as early as this, or do you think we should wait to see what they want to do?
Well, all right. So everybody up there is brand new. So, I think maybe they got a little ahead of themselves, and I think I haven't heard anything to that nature since. Okay. So, we certainly have to talk about the maintenance program at the Payton Fieldhouse and how we're going to go forward with it, based on the fact that we've separated ourselves from our initial two workers there. Okay. So, it's time to revisit the process, and certainly that's going to be a big matter with the budget. So we probably, Andy, if we need to talk about that first or as well, then we should. We should have our plan for what we think going forward should happen with that field house to share with whoever else.
Okay. Have we separated from the two employees?
Yes, we are. Yes.
Shouldn't that come through this board too?
I think I looked that up, Ron, and the technically, I believe what it says, I could look it up right now if you want, but I read this as early as this afternoon, and what I do believe is the employment for that is appointed by the mayor.
I was appointed by the mayor, but it was under our budget, no?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, listen,
one
that's right.
Resigned, and the other one, had an unfortunate incident that required him to no longer be on the premises. So,
but I mean, right now they're still under our budget, right?
Say that again, Ron.
Right now they're still under our budget.
Yeah, but we have one worker who is handling the field house. Instead of two.
Oh, I thought there was two guys here.
Not right now. It's just Eddie Mizan.
Oh, I didn't know about the other guy.
The two. Okay, one of them resigned. And the other one got jammed up a little bit. And I don't know. I don't know if I'm able to talk about this.
No, don't worry about it. As long as I just was up in the air. I had no clue what's going on up there. And Mizanti's a great guy.
Listen, we are carrying the torch. That's what I'm going to say. Nobody knows that we're down to one,
right?
Because he's doing a job for us.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm there a little more than I used to be. We're getting it done. We got a week and a half, and we're done for the fall. And that's why we need to revisit that situation. So if that requires a committee, terrific. All the more better. Whatever we decide, but that's something that we're going to have to shore up with before we author a budget for the city.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's going to?
So we'll wait on that, because that's Chief. Way early compared to what the normal norm is for that. So I think we should at least wait for another month or so on that. Is that all right with everybody?
Yeah, as long as we keep in the communication.
Okay.
Chief.
Well, listen, I have the numbers that we're using right now. Okay. Mm-hmm. We have the numbers in place. It's right now, really, it's mostly, but the problem for me is a personnel thing.
Yeah.
Okay? And we're surviving. We are surviving. It's the kind of thing where Eddie's doing a great job for us, but he's not a young guy, and we do need to have two persons available for our custodial services at that building.
One of them, we want to be sure has the ability to understand the mechanicals too, right?
Well, that's what we're not really up to snuff with right now. Okay. We're not. One of our guys was pretty good in that regard. Okay, and he's not with us anymore. So that is something. Absolutely. If you want to hear something, we were working on a situation. There's talk about a building manager in our city. I don't know if it's going anywhere. Probably not, because we've been asking for it for 100 years. But if that was to happen, that would be a tremendous addition to the process at Payton Fieldhouse, in my opinion.
Sure, be great for the city too.
Yeah, and you know, you want to know something? I think that money is in everybody's budget, so sure, I don't even think you need no money.
Right. Yeah.
Does anybody know where if that's been suggested or where that exists now? If that's the intent of the city, I mean, who's carrying the football?
Right.
You know what? So you know, you guys might know that the school system lost their supervisor or their maintenance supervisor recently. Okay.
Okay.
So, you know, I had been in discussion with him about sharing information about who does all their mechanical processes, and then he ran into a problem, and he's no longer with us. So I don't know why we shouldn't have the same mechanical contractors that the Board of Ed has. You know, exactly the same people. It just, you know what? You got this other building here, and give me the invoice. But that's what I was trying to pursue. And that guy doesn't work for the Board of Ed anymore. So, you know, that has to be reestablished by me with the new person who is handling that, if the person is going to be the permanent person. That's a problem. Okay. But that was a goal of mine for Payton Fieldhouse, was to get on board with the same contractors that we use throughout the city. And a building manager, I think that would be one of his primary duties. And we don't have that guy.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It'd be fantastic if we did.
The city does. Right. And right now the Board of Ed does.
Has to be two different people, though. One guy couldn't handle all the schools and all the city buildings.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Right. Well, we need somebody.
I'm not advocating the one guy. No, the schools needs their own.
Right. Yep.
I totally agree. I'm not advocating that. The city should have one guy as well. And you know, if they use the same contractor, great. Unless, you know, I think that's a good idea.
That's fine.
And yeah, but no, it should be. It should not be the same guy. No, in my opinion, please.
Okay. Yeah, all right. So, yes. Yes.
A memo went out from the chief of staff to all the department heads. They want all the budgets in by December 15th.
By December 15th.
That's ridiculous. Yep. Before it was February.
Well, the charter says February 1st, but right. I'm just telling you, I could only just, tell you what.
Okay.
Well, listen, I was speaking to him about our concern and we have some open-ended questions. So, hey, listen, 95% of that budget, you know, that's easy. The other 5% is not. And that may take a little time. So,
Who wanted this budget by the 15th, Mark? Could you tell me that?
The memo came from the chief of staff.
And he didn't say where to send it?
Yeah, to the deputy finance director.
But you read the Parks and Rec thing. It Well, I guess we could send it to them. I think, and they'll forward it to the tax board. Is that what they're saying? Because it says we would prepare and send it to the tax board. But
well, it says.
I guess past practice has been to send a copy to the city too, right?
Oh yeah, 100%.
Okay, all right.
But yeah. There was the problem last year. But that's a separate issue.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So then we should have a committee for the budget. Then we should appoint a committee. Of course, Dennis has to be on it because, you know, he has to prep it. Anybody else interested in being on that committee?
You need Dennis, you, and one board member.
John Bittman would do it. I know he's not here, but that's what we were talking with him about. He has agreed to do that in the past. I can't, you know what, we shouldn't count on that, but he has.
Okay. Yeah, he has. But Bev used to be the champion for that. She was always there for the.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah,
she was. In fact, the last time we did it prior to the pandemic, it was me, John, and Bev, and maybe Ronnie was there too.
Yeah.
You remember that?
I know he's not here, but if John says no to that committee, anybody else interested that would replace him if he says no? Anybody, Sal, you interested?
Did we lose Heather?
No, I'm here.
Heather.
Yeah. If John Bittman doesn't want to be on that committee, along with Dennis, myself, and John Bittman, would you be interested if he says no?
Sure.
Okay. So we'll put you in as an alternate in case... And then we'll move you up if John says no.
So, sure thing.
And unless you think we need more than three, if we do, you're welcome aboard anyways.
Okay.
All right. So all right, we'll go with that appointment for the committee. Okay. Is there anything else come before the board? Anything else? Anything else before they come before the commission? If there's nothing else, do we have a motion for an adjournment?
Motion to adjourn at 7:49. Uh-huh.
Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, second. All in favor of adjournment? Aye.
Aye.
Okay, great. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate it.
Everybody. Have a nice Thanksgiving.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Everybody. Bye-bye. Have a-